Influencers in New Zealand warned over promoting gambling ads. The Department of Internal Affairs, DIA, for New Zealand has announced it has issued a warning to four influencers in the country to stop the promotion of online gambling sites. If they do not comply, the DIA has threatened they may face prosecution and a fine up to $10,000. There are growing concerns over the number of influencers in the jurisdiction that are being paid by foreign gaming operators to promote the gaming brands to their followers. Under details of the current gambling legislation in New Zealand, it is illegal to advertise overseas gaming operators in the country under the Gambling Act 2003. The DIA said they were not going to name the four influencers, but did say they were monitoring another 13 other influencers who they believed may be breaking gambling advertising guidelines. These warnings come as the authorities in New Zealand say they are ready to introduce a new online gambling bill with major changes to the gambling framework in February 2026. There will be stricter legislation that focuses on preventing gambling harm to individuals, with large fines of up to $5 million for operators who breach these rules. Quote, "We are unable to name any influencers at this stage to protect their privacy and their right to dispute warnings. However, we'd be happy to receive information about any suspected parties to ensure no stone is left unturned in our investigations." Vicky Scott, Director of Gambling at the Department of Internal Affairs. Gambling companies targeting Maori population. Another concern raised by the authorities in New Zealand is that foreign gaming operators are targeting individuals that are part of vulnerable groups such as Maoris in the community. There is a higher rate of problem gambling within Maori communities than other groups, and some Maori community leaders find it disturbing that foreign gambling companies are collaborating with Maori influencer promotions to promote gambling platforms. Quote, "Maori make up 17% of the population and 30% of problem gamblers. Organizations using those Maori influencers to exploit Maori should be banned from New Zealand. These gambling companies are knowingly using Maori influencers to reach Maori audiences. It's not just harmful, it's calculated, it's manipulative, and it shows they have no regard for the well-being of our whānau." Jason Alexander, CEO of Maori health organization Hapai Te Hauora. At the start of the year, the regulators in New Zealand launched a public consultation on gambling in the country and its future direction.